You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I've been sitting here for 35 minutes. Listening to my man across the table run his mouth.
Drop the banner, please. Last one. If
I
we
knew
could.
Something was coming.
Never a doubt. Bruised without toes. Wild. Still excommunicated.
What did I do wrong?
They eat lunch all up in your face and give you none.
This will be the motto for everyone, not just Nick Wright.
Never a doubt. How about never a chance?
Oh.
The only thing, Roz, that would make this better is a sandwich with chips and a soda pop.
Live from New York, it's the show that has recently been heralded as not bad on Twitter. It's First Things First. Today, on the eve of the eve of the AFC Championship, aka the First Things First Bowl, in this, not really a corner, just an oblong desk, Chiefs fan and reigning Super Bowl champion, Nick Wright. And the challenger from Ohio and Iowa and Louisiana. He'll go to your house and eat a sandwich and not let you have any. He waves the pom-poms for no man. It's Christopher Sark taking this very seriously. Let's take a quick look at the tail of the tape for the First Things First Bowl. Here we go. Chiefs, Ravens, obviously. Nick has picked the Chiefs on February 13th, nearly a full year since their Super Bowl victory. Meanwhile, Broussard, September 1st, 148 days. And then in a joke that Dusty basically forced me to put in the show. Toes down. Not applicable for Nick Wright. Brew, 10.
That's right. That's how I stay.
It seems like a foregone conclusion as we start the show, yet I will ask anyways. Nick, who you got?
Well, you know who I've got.
Yes.
But I'm going to tell you why I've got him. And, Brew, if you'd like to hit this victory cigar, because it's the only one that you're going to come close to in the next 72 hours, I'll feel free to slide it over to you. But this is what the Chiefs have been building towards and what they have been built for. You must have a defense with answers if you run into one of the other superheroes that plays quarterback in this league. Last week, they did, and they did. They ran into one of them in Josh Allen, and they had the answers. What were the answers in that game? Keep everything in front of us. Trust our linebackers that we have invested in, much like the Ravens have and the Niners have, actually, and the Lions, for that matter, with their high draft pick, when other teams have said, not that important of a position inside linebackers. Trust that we can rally and tackle and give up little bits to prevent the giant chunks. To be able to have a defense that can do that, and then the very next week, do the exact opposite. Have a defense that can say, you know what? We are going to trust our two best corner duo in the league, our two young star corners, a first-team All-Pro and a first-team All-Pro that was snubbed, to handle your receivers one-on-one, because we are going to send the house at Lamar Jackson. Because while Lamar has been great this year in his career, and we can show it to you, he has struggled against the Chiefs. Why is that? Steve Spagnuolo's been the D coordinator, and he has, even when the Chiefs' defense stunk, Lamar struggled. What is the only circumstance, Brew, under which Lamar has struggled this season? When you send a lot of pressure. So we can show you that. Lamar this year, if you send less than six rushers, that's how he won the MVP. Lamar, when you send six, struggles. Why doesn't everyone do it? Because they don't have the corners to hold up if you send the six. The Chiefs have been built for it, and by the way, probably should be mentioned, they also have the greatest player we've ever seen.
Helps.
If the defense can't, you know, shut out the Ravens, which they probably would struggle to do. So that's why I believe in Kansas City.
I agree with you, they've got the greatest player we've ever seen, but they don't have the greatest player this season. This season, Lamar Jackson was the greatest player. And the fact is, from day one when this season started, we have seen who has been the best team. From day one, they wiped out a Houston team that, unbeknownst to us at the time, became a really good team.
Yeah.
And we thought, oh, they beat them by 16 in week one. C.J. Stroud was young. His first start, he didn't know what he was doing. They really weren't that good at that point. And then they meet him in the first game in the playoffs, or their first game, and they beat him even worse. All right, this team has no weaknesses. Defensively, you want to run, we can stop the run. You want to pass, we can stop the pass. In fact, we can put pressure on your quarterback. We sack quarterbacks more than anybody. All right, we take it away. We'll make you fumble. We'll get interceptions. Defensively, they do it all. Offensively, we got the best run game in the league, and we got the most unique runner maybe of the decade, all right, in quarterback Lamar Jackson. And we've got a new pass-friendly offense that he has mastered at this point in the season. They got better receivers. And Mark Andrews, the all-pro tight end, is back. So now we can throw the two tight end formation at you. They have so many ways to attack the Chiefs. And, Nick, last week you said the Chiefs kind of let, for lack of a better term, Buffalo run on them.
Yes.
I don't think they let them. I think they just got pushed around on the line of scrimmage.
You don't think there was anything to do with them allowing zero big plays the whole game, that you have to let something happen?
You don't ever want to let 182 yards happen.
Okay.
And it was a three-point game. It wasn't like it was a blowout. And so I think Baltimore will be able to run on them, which will open things up even more for Lamar in the passing game. Defensively, like I said, they get a ton of sacks. All right, they led the league in sacks. And you know this, Spagnuolo, I meant to bring this up with the Russian. Since he's been the coordinator, he's great, Steve Spagnuolo. But since he's been their defensive coordinator since 2019, they have allowed the most rushing touchdowns by quarterbacks in the entire league, 26. And they ain't playing Lamar Jackson every week. All right, so Lamar should be able to rush for some touchdowns. And as far as the defense, Mahomes, you talked about Lamar struggling against the pressure. Mahomes has struggled mightily against the pressure this year. You see the six TDs, seven interceptions, passer ratings down. Career-wise, he's been okay, but this year, not the same, because we all know he doesn't have the same receivers.
Well, and by the way, it should be noted, the Chiefs had one first-team All-Pro on offense, Joe Tooney, and he is their one offensive player who might be out this week.
And
we'll
the two
see
tackles have struggled.
Which is all totally fair.
Be protected?
I don't think the Chiefs need to score a lot of points in this game. This is a defense, field position, kickers game. And a sneaky story, something in the last year and a half happened with Justin Tucker. He can't hit long kicks anymore. This year, 0 for 4 from greater than 40 yards. Or greater than 50 yards, pardon me. I misspoke. He's still as money as you get, 50 or inside. Right. Only missed one all year. But 0 for 4 from greater than 50 yards. Bucker missed two kicks all year, made 5 50-plus, and one of the two was with your guys cheating deflated footballs in New England, and then he missed the next one ever because it messed with his mojo. So here, you're right, Brew, and you saw it obviously way earlier than me because I thought the Ravens were going to miss the playoffs. So the Ravens have been great all year, and they showed it in week one. The Chiefs' defense has been great all year, and they showed it in week one. Week one against Detroit, a team that leans on their offense. Detroit scored 14 points on offense. They scored 21 in the game. One was a pick six. Mm-hmm. That when the Chiefs have played the best quarterbacks, that's when they've played their best. The very next week, they held Trevor to 9. They held Jalen Hurts to 150 yards passing. They held Josh Allen in both the meetings to 410 yards passing total. They held Tua in two meetings to 21 offensive points, or 21 points from the offense, or from the team total. So the Chiefs have raised their game against the best quarterbacks, and you pointed out that one of the things the Ravens do so well is take the ball away.
Yep.
So I wonder if in this game that is actually beneficial to Kansas City in this regard. So Mahomes is right now on the longest streak in NFL history without a turnover in the playoffs. He's at five, without a pick. He's at 5 games. He already has the record. See if he extends it to 6. The Ravens this year were number one in takeaways at 31. The Chiefs were 5th worst in takeaways at 17. Despite that, it's 16.5 points a game allowed to 17 points a game allowed. The Ravens, part of their defensive strength has been turning the other team over. The Chiefs have been this great defensively without turning the other team over. And I think, and I don't know if you disagree with me on this, I think this weekend, the quarterback more likely to make a big mistake is Lamar Jackson.
He doesn't throw interceptions. He was 3rd in the league in interception percentage. So he has had problems fumbling.
Yes.
Not so much lately, but yeah, earlier in the season, he could fumble for sure. But I think Mahomes obviously will also throw a pick here and there. He hasn't, like you said, in the playoffs recently. But
in his playoff career, he's thrown 7 in 16 games. 4 of those were in Super Bowls. And so he's thrown in the 13 non-Super Bowls he's played in, he's thrown 3 total interceptions. Mm-hmm. And so, he's in the playoffs, he's pretty good at taking care of the football.
You saw when you were out there in the hallway getting ready, Brew?
Yeah.
You saw the clip, right?
Yes.
The clip that we ran?
Yes.
Your feet were on the table.
Yes.
You were talking about sandwiches.
Yes.
This guy right here, not that guy.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Look, I know.
You didn't notice? There was a lot of there was a lot of cogent analysis in that segment. There wasn't a lot of bluster. There was
The only bluster came out of this cigar and from that beautiful Versace robe.
You didn't see those jabs and that uppercut?
Yeah, before the segment
started. But
privately for the audience. Wilds is on Nick's side. Chiefs fan. You are a Chiefs fan. I know who you got.
Brew,
is like Ali versus Foreman when Don King was the promoter. King wanted Foreman, but we know who prevailed.
Brew, since you just brought up boxing, it's kind of a boxing motif, can I tell you, Wilds, what happened here? Mm-hmm. Brew prepped all week, all day leading up for one thing, and then all of a sudden, I came out in a southpaw stance. I didn't say anything about the Chiefs offense. I didn't say anything about Mahomes or Kelsey. I made it all about that defense, and he was disarmed.
No.
He was all of a sudden, like, that's not what I was preparing
for. I said they'll go
out there looking 12, like Sweet Pea
they'll
Whitaker.
Go out there in 12 personnel with 2 tight ends. They can run the football. They got a quarterback can't account for. Yeah. They got receivers. Like,
you were trying to convince Nick.
I'm not worried. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're trying to convince Nick, the audience, me.
And himself. Correct. That's right.
Okay. Take that to the bank. Take that to the bank. We'll
Mahomes,
see how that
3-2 career record in AFC championship games. 1 loss to Brady, 1 loss to Burrow. Could Lamar be the 3rd QB on the list? Well, not if Mahomes plays, honestly, just fine. League average passer rating is 90-ish. His career average, 103, second best ever. But, Brew, if he just has a regular game, not like below average for him, 80 or above, they've won every time. So the question is, can Kansas City win without a big game from Patrick Mahomes?
No. I'm not saying he has to go historic for him, because historic for him is crazy. But he has to have a great game. I disagree with Nick. Baltimore is going to score. I think the Chiefs are going to have to go about 30 points or more to win this game.
So Baltimore's going to set the season high for points scored against
the
Chiefs.
Yeah, they're the best team the Chiefs have played.
Sure. No,
Chiefs have
not
faced anything close to Baltimore.
No, that's totally – I'm just
– Because everything – they faced Miami. Baltimore beat them by 37.
All right, they didn't play Buffalo, but, you know, yeah, Baltimore destroyed. They played Detroit. Detroit beat y'all by a point. Baltimore beat them by 32. Sure? I mean, you haven't seen the likes of this, all right? Their last – 9 of their last 11 games in which they played the starters. So I threw out the last game of the season, all right? They've scored more than 30 points in 9 of their last 11.
Pretty good.
And even including the games they didn't score 30 – they've averaged 34 points a game over the last 11. 6 of those opponents are playoff teams. Like, they're scoring. So Mahomes is going to have to be Mahomes. He's going to have 30 or more points. I know he hasn't had to yet, but I don't think that defense, again, I was not impressed. I was impressed with the victory by the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. I wasn't impressed with the defense.
Okay, well, so then, Hubs, can we just switch the order real quick? Can we just show the Chiefs' second-half defense over the last 2 months? The idea, like, this is a weird thing that's going on, which is people are just finding reasons to not believe what they see.
Nick, Patriots, Raiders, Bengals without Joe Burrow, Chargers without Justin Herbert. I mean, I'm supposed to be impressed by that?
What about last week against the team you thought was going to beat them?
Oh, they played but they got run on like crazy.
Right, and the
– They gave up 182 yards rushing.
Drop the banner for it. I mean, they scored 7 points.
They won by three, 27-24.
I get it. I get it. If you were, listen, it's just a difference of opinion. If you were not impressed by the Chiefs' last Sunday, then I don't know what to tell you. And what I do know what to tell you is what Mahomes has done in his career against Baltimore. And it's not this year, but Baltimore – every year except for one has had a top three scoring defense that Mahomes has played them, okay? Every year of Lamar's career, they've been first, second, or third scoring defense except for one season. Patrick averages 370 passing yards, 120 rating, and it's the most ever by any quarterback against any opponent.
That's pass history, man. Who was the top receiver on those teams? Every single one of those games.
What? No, it's not true. Mecole Hardman had the biggest game.
No, I'm talking about who was on the two. Who was the best receiver on the Chiefs?
Oh, okay. Tyreek Hill was
Even if he didn't kill in that game, you had to worry about him. He was a threat.
That's exactly right. Which is why it's really good they don't need a big game from him. I can tell you exactly what they need in this game. It's a little 5-point plan. Can I show it to you?
Oh, wow.
We can do a little countdown. Show it to you if you would. 4 sacks of Lamar Jackson,
Carol.
3 big Mahomes throws. You don't need a half dozen. You don't need a bunch.
That would count as a really good game? 3 big throws?
I know you don't think he
I'm
had
not
a really
talking
big
about
game. Against the Bills.
15 yards across the middle.
I understand.
What's a big throw?
What?
Big Mahomes throw.
Like the play to MBS to open the second half.
Okay.
He had that against Buffalo. He had 3 and you
and
didn't
he played
get a
well
really
against
big.
Buffalo. Exactly. He didn't play great.
2 back-breaking Mahomes scrambles.
Check.
Just one defensive pass interference on Snead. I'm just baking in one. Let's not have multiple. Snead's going to get handsy and then 0 Mahomes turnovers, which is what you're going to get. And so that's the recipe. They don't need – this is the point I've been trying to make, Brew. They built a team so he doesn't have to be Superman, knowing he can be. So he just needs to take the cape off a few times in a game that this defense has allowed more than 30 points in a game once in 35 games.
Like, they have not faced the likes of this. They haven't. Every big team that y'all played, that Baltimore played, Baltimore crushed.
Go ahead.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, you haven't you can talk about, like I said, that graphic you showed where they shut down the Chargers and they shut down the Patriots. That's irrelevant compared to this.
No, I was more focused on what they did in the 2 playoff games against a Miami offense that everyone loved all year and a Bills team that smart people were picking.
Chilly.
We knew Miami would struggle against anybody in cold weather.
Here's what the Chiefs, though, had for the Bills game.
I don't think you saw this.
They had bulletin board material.
Mm-hmm. Lots of it.
They had lots of it.
I see.
And the Ravens have been very smart in not giving the Chiefs bulletin board material. True. But, Brew, did you see Patrick Mahomes' personal Instagram this morning?
I didn't.
Because he made a post this morning. Can we play it for the audience? Here's Mahomes' post. Sound up, please.
The Chiefs got beat by this ball. Buffalo team head-to-head. Buffalo has the home field advantage where they are very good.
So
is that actually true?
I swear to God, that's what
I know. It probably hurt him because I'm a big fan of Patrick Mahomes.
Dusty,
I'm the first to call him Jordan S. But I gotta tell the truth.
We gotta put it on the board.
Hold on.
We gotta put it on the board.
You're supposed to put me on the board, not
all right, you want the actual you?
Yeah,
you
can pick that one.
You can pick.
Put the one in the suit. Put the one in the suit.
Chris Broussard. Going on the board. I'm putting it right here, Dust. I don't care. It's going right over there, right in the middle, where everyone can see it so we can eliminate him. Chris Broussard has given the Chiefs what they needed.
It's a good
bulletin board material. The Cowboy will have to wait for another day.
Wow, he put that on there?
Yeah.
I know it hurt him because I called him Jordan. He, you know.
Yeah, really, really hurt
him. And I've been in his corner.
Extra motivation.
And I am in his corner, but.
What?
No, you're not. No.
We did a whole thing.
Overall. He's the greatest we've ever seen, but they are going
what'd
to go down.
What I say 5 minutes ago.
Exactly right.
Your heart's not in it if you're saying you're on the.
I've been calling him the greatest we've ever. I mean, in the long run,
right.
The
what'd
overall,
you call him in
he is the
Illustrated,
greatest,
bro.
The best we've ever seen.
Well,
best quarterback we've
to?
Ever seen. Jordan S.
How many games like this Michael Jordan lose?
Well,
great take.
No, I mean, Jordan lost conference finals.
This guy's on the Jordan quarterback.
No, Jordan lost conference finals.
Once he started winning championships, he did?
No, they're different in that one.
Oh, okay.
They're different in that one. Jordan won straight.
Taylor Lewan joined Kay Adams and pitched a formula for slowing down Lamar Jackson. Take a listen.
Yes, the Ravens are an incredible team, but there is a formula to beat Lamar, unfortunately, and it's making him go east to west and make him throw the football.
Okay. What can Lamar prove with a win?
Well, I was really surprised, Brew, at how many people, when I did that all-time quarterback pyramid, and I had Lamar on there on the bottom, I knew some people would disagree with that. But what people really took issue with was me saying, if he retired today, he'd be a Hall of Famer. But I thought it was almost that everyone would agree, because if you have two league MVPs, you're a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Like, it just... So it is. There is no precedent of it of you not being a Hall of Famer with that. With that said, if you think it's borderline, if he wins this game and then never loses Super Bowl, never plays again, Hall of Famer. If you went have two league MVPs and went to a Super Bowl, Hall of Famer, first of all. And second of all, and see if you agree, what winning this game would do is make it a debate about who's the second best quarterback in football. There'd be a debate about who's the third best quarterback in football. 1 and 2, and maybe some would argue Lamar's 1 and Mahomes is 2, whatever it is, but he would have separated himself like Mahomes has, because no other active quarterback other than Rodgers has MVPs. Only a few have been to a Super Bowl, to where he is a clear-cut top 2 quarterback.
He'd be the rival for Mahomes. And you said the other day Mahomes doesn't have one. If Lamar doesn't win the Super Bowl, maybe that's still true. But right now, if you had to pick a rival for Mahomes, it would be Burrow, and people would say it because he beat him in the playoffs. So if Lamar wins this game, he will have beaten him in the playoffs and have 2 MVPs to match Mahomes. So you would really – that would be a rivalry. I really think there'd be a rivalry.
But nobody
there
would say he's
going for it.
Is someone really going to say he's won?
I think some people would. I would not.
Yeah, some
but
people
I think
saying Josh Allen's won.
I think some people will say that.
We got to throw those.
But here's the other thing. And what Taylor Lewan said about there's a way to stop him, make him throw the ball. Bill Polian, the GM, Hall of Fame GM, said that a week ago.
They weren't
right?
watching this year.
Right. Look, Lamar is a much better passer this year. He had a career high in completion percentage. Like I said, career low or tied it in interception rate. He's got a more pass-friendly offense. He's got better receivers, not just the tight end that he can throw it to, right, Mark Andrews. So, I think that plays into what else he could prove. Because people still seem to think his style – cannot win big. Even though we saw Jalen Hurts win big, except he didn't win the Super Bowl, this would prove, you know what, you got to stop saying these guys that run a lot and are quote-unquote running quarterbacks can't win. So I think that's what he would prove as well.
Okay. Can I tell you something, Brew? I thought that was a very good point. Also, halfway through the segment, I forgot you were wearing a robe. So it's just one more quote.
Purdy Montana next on FS1, the Fox Sports Channel on Sirius XM. I'm just like, oh, wearing a robe.
Just look like your clothes.
Welcome back to an electric show, Super 6 free to play. You download the app and you enter for free. You get a chance to win $10,000. It's a great deal. Give it a shot. Lions defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn preparing for Brock Purdy offered up a comparison that is not quite a comparison. Take a listen.
You see, once he hit his back foot, that ball is out. So he understands timing. So when you have that, and listen, I'm not comparing him to Joe Montana, but you see, you kind of see those traits as far as putting his, once he hits his back foot, the ball's out.
Okay, he's not comparing him to Joe Montana, but didn't mention Joe Montana. Brew, is the hype surrounding Brock Purdy too high?
What is he doing?
What did he say?
Yeah, Joe.
he said he's not at all comparing him to Joe Montana.
What he mentioned Joe Montana, but he has a lot of the traits.
Yeah.
Now we have Rex Ryan, a great
Rex
defensive
Ryan.
Line.
We're going to quote.
Rex Ryan was a very good coach
with
and a great defensive
takes.
Coach. Okay. I'm just saying, we got Rex Ryan, and now we have a DC Shots defensive fired. Coordinator for one of the final four teams in the NFL, also played cornerback in the league, saying Joe Montana.
Yeah, they, same thing they said about Jimmy
comparing
Garoppolo.
Comparing Brock. Really?
Winner.
Jimmy Garoppolo was compared to Joe Montana?
100. Go ahead. Sorry, I'll let you finish.
All right, here's what I will say. I'm not going to compare him to Joe Montana. But what I'm going to say is this. Joe Montana did not become Joe Montana until he was Joe Montana. You can follow me. You know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying, but I
you
disagree.
You don't become the legend until you become the legend.
He was pretty legendary.
Some people
at Notre
do.
Dame.
Really?
Yeah,
he,
really?
You know, he was a third-round draft
pick. Yes.
He had 25 touchdowns and 25 interceptions at Notre Dame.
And
he was never All-American or anything like that. He was a name, but he wasn't viewed as all that.
He didn't have one of the most iconic college football moments at Notre Dame.
Oh, moments? But I'm talking about careers.
Okay.
A lot of people got moments. I want to have a career.
Okay.
And at his career at Notre Dame wasn't all that. Because when he stepped in the league and y'all didn't see him, because you're younger than me, trying to insult. I saw the guy that he sat behind for his first year and a half, Steve DeBerg. Yeah. He wasn't all that. All right, but Montana came in, was 2-6 in his first 8 starts. In fact, in the catch game.
Yeah, he was terrible.
Before the catch by Dwight Clark that led them to the Super Bowl against the Cowboys, he threw 3 interceptions and fumbled once. He didn't lose the fumble, but he had a fumble.
No, you're not comparing.
No, my point is this. No one thought Joe Montana was going to be a legend. No one thought Tom Brady was going to be a legend. Some guys come in with greatness, Trevor Lawrence, you know, and some of them live up to it. But others, it just happens.
So,
and I'm just saying this guy is in the midst of
at this point,
his career has been special.
So,
at this point,
okay, so this is
his second year, Nick. Hold on, second year, he's in the MVP. We forget how young he is.
No, we don't.
People talk about him like he's a 9-year veteran.
No, we don't.
Really?
Really. This is my frustration.
He's younger than Jordan Love.
The Purdy folks want it both ways.
I didn't know that.
This is, I think, my and Greg's frustration. The Purdy folks want to be able to say he reminds us of Joe Montana.
Yeah.
The beat writer for the Niners say Breeze's accuracy with Lamar's athleticism. Do blind comps.
Really?
Yeah, we showed you the tweet on their
Lamar's
show.
Lamar's athleticism?
Because of his 10-yard split time. But set it aside. We showed it on the show. We do blind reveals of Purdy versus Tom Brady. Say he's in the MVP discussion. They want to be able to say all those things and then also be able to say, oh, but I'm not saying he's elite.
Exactly.
I'm not saying he's great. I'm not comparing him. I'm not doing any of those things. They want all of we're giving him all the credit with none of the receipts attached of, do you think the guy is good?
That's not a receipt.
So,
well, everybody thinks he's good.
No, I think, so Greg did something I thought courageous today. Because Greg made a list.
Yes, I did.
And can we show Greg's list? Because I think Greg gave Purdy more of a benefit of the doubt than I would have.
You wouldn't even have him 16th?
Well, Greg has him ahead of the following guys who I think are worth a discussion. Derek Carr, Tua,
no,
Russ, and Baker.
Tua.
I think
there.
They're all okay. But Greg, you gave him every tie. Every tie went to him. And the problem is for me is the biggest Purdy defenders who make us talk about Joe Montana and league MVP, if put to the test, might pick 2 guys on that list they think he's actually better than. Might pick 2. So that's why
is what is that? Like, people aren't sitting. Most people, when they talk about Brock Purdy, aren't making a list of who he's better than. They're just saying, look, this dude is dealing. Look at his numbers. Look at his wins. That's what they're saying. And again, Nick, he's going to get better. Like, he's only in his second year. He's 24 years old. He's got less experience than Jordan Love. Hasn't even started two full seasons. But we talk about him, like I said, like he's a 9-year vet. This dude is doing something nice.
And this is why the hype surrounding Brock Purdy ends up being a little too high. Because all that you're doing right now, you're celebrating all of who he is, but still unwilling to truly go out on a limb and say, but he's one of the best. And when we put him in the MVP conversation, the reason why he's in the MVP conversation is because he's on a really good team and he's the quarterback of that team and he's producing numbers. Okay. If we were to sit here and say, is Brock Purdy the most valuable player on that team? You cannot, with your heart in your heart of hearts,
but that's
say,
not what the award is. It's a quarterback award. We know that.
Okay. Well, but his running back is nominated for alongside him.
This is why I have an issue with the hype because, I keep saying this. It's like we don't know you. This was you.
What?
When Jimmy Garoppolo was
the
quarterback.
No, I never, Nick, you know this. I never said Jimmy Garoppolo should even have made a Pro Bowl.
I never even said it.
Brock Purdy, I said, should be MVP. How's that the same thing?
It is on steroids. But it was the same type of, in my opinion, rhetorical tricks of, I'm not saying he's Joe Montana, but here's my favorite graphic in the world that became a running gag on the show, Dusty the Graphic, where he's alongside Joe Montana. And instead
called a fact.
Right, exactly.
I mean, that's called a fact.
Right, and so here's the question I have. What is the argument that exists right now that Brock Purdy is clearly better than Tua? What is it?
I think his eye test.
Okay, I do
but
too.
But statistically,
so
I don't know
what
you...
So why is that allowed? Why is it allowed to say, eye test tells me he's better than Tua, tells me he's worse than Jordan Love?
Nick, there's more. He's got 3 playoff wins and 3 starts and finishes. How many's Tua got?
That's where the team stuff does matter. You think that if Brock Purdy was a starting quarterback for the Dolphins this year, they would have been better?
I don't traffic in hypotheticals like this.
But then
I'm just going by what the dude is doing on the field. I don't know what Brock Purdy would be elsewhere. I know what he is in San Francisco, and it's pretty good.
He's a really good.
That's what I'm saying.
Right,
he's perfect. When it comes to quarterbacks, look, Jared Goff, those guys, much bigger arm, taller, statuesque, all that. See over the line of screen, you know, the offensive lineman, defensive lineman, all that. But I'm a big intangibles guy when it comes to quarterback because what made Tom Brady, Joe Montana, the best, two of the best ever? Intangibles. And this guy has intangibles. I don't know how great he'll end up being or even if he'll end up being great. But he's got intangibles, and he is off to a sensational start to his career.
And what I will add to support you right now is because of those intangibles, we can't continue to almost crown him so early because it's going to take time because there is not a measure when it comes to him being a difference maker or on Mahomes or there's the eye test that you just alluded to. When you look at Brock Purdy and take away all the pieces around him, you don't look at him and say, I need that guy. I got to have that guy under center so he can lead my team. You don't really say
that's
that.
Fine.
But when you add him, you add pieces around him, does he make those pieces better? Probably. Do they make him better? For sure. But he's not like Patrick Mahomes where we know Stroud where we know for sure and certain this kid turned around a franchise.
And even if they win this week, If Kyle Shanahan could get Kirk Cousins this offseason for the same salaries he's paying Brock Purdy, he would do it in a heartbeat.
Really? How do you know?
I know. Okay. The same.
Is that written somewhere?
Achilles
I know.
Is hurt.
Is it? Is but, it been no, said?
Yeah, play on his Achilles.
He's gonna go.
Mahomes asked about the team of the century, the mighty New England Patriots. Take a listen.
Yeah, I mean, we still got a long ways to go. I mean, they did it for 20 years. And so all we can do is take it year in, year out, day, week in, week out, and day every single day. I mean, it's something that that's the long goal, is to win that many championships and bring those titles to this organization. But all we can do is focus on the Ravens this week, and that's what we're trying to do.
Brew, I believe your rankings are Brady 1, Montana 2, Mahomes 3, correct?
Yes. Okay. With Brock Purdy sneaking.
Brock Purdy in the periphery, like Caleb on
Mahomes. Let's see what happens this weekend.
What would a win mean for Mahomes' legacy this weekend?
Well, like I said yesterday, I think it would add a mystique to him that is like, would put fear in the hearts of some opponents. Like, if they, this year, when they weren't that good, the Ravens looked like a juggernaut. Lamar had a better regular season and is about to win MVP, and he beats them. And it's just going to be like, how in the world are you ever going to beat this guy? Because next year, I would think the Chiefs are going to be better,
yeah,
right, than they are this year. As far as my all-time rankings, just beating Lamar this weekend would not make me move him ahead of Montana. I would keep him third. But if he wins the Super Bowl, and you know, if he wins the Super Bowl, then he'd have three Super Bowls. Montana's got four. He's got the two MVPs. Both have two MVPs. And he's just better than Montana. Like, right now, Montana was obviously awesome. And the accomplishments, tremendous. 4-0 in the Super Bowls and was great in those Super Bowl runs. Or in most of them. But I think Mahomes is just a better quarterback. And if he gets the hardware, he's got three Super Bowls now, I'll put him ahead of Montana, number two all time.
Yeah, I will have him ahead of Montana. And I will also add that I would end up saying, and this is hard for me, Nick, you were right.
Wow. About everything?
About everything.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, why would we question Patrick Mahomes?
Everything regarding Chiefs.
Why would we ever doubt, can he win, regardless of who and what personnel that he has carrying with him? Like, this, let's be real. Like, this is the, and I hate to do this because these guys have, they're professional, right, and they have all gotten better. But what Mahomes has done, no one thought he was going to be able to do this with the way they looked in the regular season. And so this, and I've said this earlier, this will be the best accomplishment that he's had in his career.
I would say,
and so with that, I would say
obviously the Super Bowls, I think. But outside of the Super Bowl wins and the 50 touchdown year, his first year starting, I think this would be his great, like, outside of MVPs and the 50 touchdowns, this would be
his
greatest.
That's almost every year. That means, he's
got the two MVPs. He hadn't thrown 50.
So here's where we're all come out on it. Because I already think he's better than Montana. Because it's Brew's point. Brew's right. Montana has four Super Bowls, but as Brew talked about in the Purdy thing, those first two Super Bowls, he wasn't Joe Montana yet. Mm-hmm. He was great.
Joe Montana was
excellent in every Super Bowl.
Right.
Was downright bad in both of those NFC title games before. And like, great, one was a shutout by his defense. So, and then was amazing in the Super Bowl. So the question is, can he catch Brady? And that is a hard question to answer, because of Brady's career being done. But the Olympics are coming up. We all watch the Olympics, I would assume. And when you're watching long races, what you see is the world record pace. And it's like, are they on pace or are they behind? So let's just say he wins this weekend and compare his first 6 years to Brady's this first 13 years. So that's Brady's first 13. That's Mahomes' first six with just a win this weekend. If you then also get a win in the Super Bowl, and if they win this weekend, I don't know if they'll be favored in the Super Bowl or not. They're probably better as underdogs. But regardless, he then would have a lot of time to play with, guys.
Oh, yeah.
And
I don't think he would. I don't think he'd have a drought like Brady had as far as Super Bowls.
I would. Well, I
10
mean,
years?
Brady.
You think he could go 10 years without getting to a Super Bowl?
No. I think it'd be very unlikely.
No way.
And that's also because, here's the thing, the difference between Brady and Mahomes, or Montana and Mahomes, is Mahomes from the day he started was amazing.
Right.
Brady was not amazing until 6 years in. He was clutch, he had amazing moments, but was not amazing until 6 years in. Montana, 4 years in. So it was amazing. Mahomes won his MVP his first year as a starter.
And as you pointed out, and this is why I would move him ahead of Montana if he gets the third Super Bowl, this, like, the only guy you can say really doesn't have bad playoff games.
Correct. Right.
Like, everybody else you can say has had some bad playoff. And he never does.
And a lot of those guys won Super Bowls years they had one or two or three bad playoff games. Defense bailed them out.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what happened Sunday. Talking about a bad Mahomes game and the Chiefs defense comes through. Maybe.
Don't count on it.
Coming up in 10 short minutes. Well, it's upset alert, even though Brew keeps getting them incorrect.
Yeah. I mean, Brew keeps saying there'll be no upsets.
I was three
upsets.
For four.
No, that's not how upset alert works, Brew.
That's a long
time. That's not how it works.
Afternoon headline sponsored by Bayer Aspirin, the official sponsor of Fans Hearts, Bill Belichick.
Uh-oh.
What's going on? We thought he was going to get one of the seven job openings, and right now there's only a handful left, and it doesn't look like he's getting any. He had two interviews with the Falcons, and Raheem Morris got hired. Charles Robinson writing in Yahoo, a source said meetings with blank crystallized Belichick's continued belief that the full scope of football operations, personnel, and coaching should be under his decision-making umbrella. Well, I mean, he has a case for that.
Does he? Well, I don't think he has a case.
Well, he's good. But hold on, but let's ask the actual question.
He has six Super Bowl rings, but sure. Are you surprised Belichick
is he bringing Tom Brady with him?
Still available.
I'm not surprised because of that quote. Hey, Brian, you actually believe it. Yeah. Because of that quote. If I hire – I want Bill Belichick as a coach. I don't want him coming in running my whole football operations. Why in the – even if he had done a good job over these last 4 years without Brady, which they haven't, right? So you got that bad record. But even if he had done well, you're going to be here, what, 3 years?
Yeah.
4 years? I mean, I guess he could stay in the front office longer.
That's probably it.
But come on, 3-4 years probably max. Why do I turn everything over for you to do all that when I'm going to have to turn it over again in 3 or 4 years? No, I would hire him as a coach, but not to run everything.
Where are you at, Wilds? This is your team, your coach.
Well, I think that his resume speaks for himself.
Thank you.
The problem is he's like a chef coming into a new restaurant, and he's good at everything. He wants to pick out the silverware. He wants to pick out the music. He's like, if I was Arthur Blank, I'd be like, hey, man, can we just have, like, the desserts to have someone else do? And it's just because the Matt Patricia hire, everyone who knows anything about football, just normal people, like, hold on, the guy's defense, like, yeah, we're doing offense. And Mac Jones's development and the fact that we spent a ton of money on offensive weapons and go to the pro shop and my kids are like, whose jersey do I want? I was like, nothing, let's just get a hat.
Yeah.
So I think that's rough. But if he just turned over the draft and maybe some coaching decisions, he could get the job.
Well, he should be the coach. Yeah, he should have coaching decisions.
I'm surprised. And I understand what you're saying, but I am surprised because it is Bill Belichick. And at the end of the day, this is like the individual that walks into a company with a resume and they check every box. And then myself, if I'm the employer, I say, I love your resume, but you're just overqualified. You're a little too overqualified. That's Bill Belichick right now. Like, I get it. We can say he hasn't been successful as of late, regardless of who was his quarterback. We can't say what he's done has not been successful. We can say it hasn't worked as of late, but more often than not, it sustained that dynasty to where you have them on your tiers of dynasties.
They've got two of them.
They have two. But that's because of that guy.
I think he had poor strategy. He clearly did. He's clearly not desperate for a job. He clearly wants a job on his terms.
Yeah,
because what happened in Atlanta was people in the organization were like, hold on a second. Sounds like one of the jobs Bill wants is the one I have.
Yeah.
And so, you know who I think we should hire? Not that guy, because he's going to be taking my job.
Absolutely.
And so Bill doesn't feel desperate. My question is, will he, in a year, depending on how the next few weeks go and depending on how next season goes? Because right now, Bill thinks he needs to catch Shula, but the GOAT coach case is pretty well established for now.
Right.
So if we can show you a side-by-side of someone who's still coaching and might peel another Super Bowl this year,
Andy Reid.
Him and Andy. So it's closer from a wins perspective. Wait, Wilds, before you make that funny face. The playoff, the total wins, which Belichick clearly thinks is an important one, Andy's four seasons away. If Bill never coaches again, which now is on the board. Playoff wins, about four seasons away. You look at the playoff appearances, conference championship games, and then where Bill has the massive edge is, of course, the most important Super Bowl wins. But then look at that bottom line. Losing seasons, 8-3. And then we look at their careers in different contexts. What about them without their GOAT quarterbacks?
Well, yeah.
And now, hold on a second, now there is a discussion to be had, which is Andy without his GOAT quarterback,
was pretty damn good. Bill, without his GOAT quarterback.
Quarterbacks are still good. The Philadelphia quarterbacks are good quarterbacks.
Oh, he still had a lot of great.
Okay, but Donovan McNabb without Andy wasn't great. Mike was coming out of prison. Alex Smith had been successful 1 year prior to coming to Andy. Here's the reason I say all this. That's why Bill needs this next job. He needs.
So I would say he would be better off never coaching again than going somewhere, say Atlanta, Washington, whatever, and failing.
I'd buy that.
And failing. Yes. Because then people really be like, man, I told you come do anything without Brady.
Best off would be going somewhere else and succeeding without Tom.
Yeah.
It's a big graphic. You only needed one line. It's just Super Bowl rings.
Okay, well,
it kind of is. I mean, if we want to break down who was better X's O,
hold on. So let's say Andy gets to five.
Well, then he gets to five.
Then you don't think it's. Well, he's going to have three in 2.5 weeks, guys. So he's going to have three in 2.5 weeks, and the Chiefs will be the overwhelming favorite.
Or 8 more years with Mahomes, then he may very well catch it.
Quick question. If I had going to give you some money, would you want $5,000 or $6,000?
That's not how it works.
It's exactly how it works. Because six is more than five.
Yeah. Yes, he would have.
You can make an argument like, but.
Nope, give me the six.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And he also
says, yeah, I'm with you on that, Ross.
Well, then Andy's got.
Live from New York, it's the show that uses a lot of sandwich analogies. It's the second hour of First Things First. Today, are the Ravens on upset alert? Stay tuned for the hottest segment in all of sports. Meanwhile, is there a chance, just a small chance, that if Brock Purdy loses, San Francisco will look for a new quarterback? That's the question coming up.
Brew doesn't do hypotheticals, so he's going to take that second off.
Are we allowed to predict the game? But first, the first things first, Bull. Tune in Monday at 3. That's our time. You would have missed the game. The game is on Sunday. Chiefs at Ravens, AFC Championship. Home teams have been quite dominant, 16-4 against the spread, 13-7. Double-digit wins and turnover differential large as well. So, Greg, we'll start with you. What are the chances that Lamar outplays Patrick Mahomes?
Well, there's definitely a chance that he can outplay Patrick Mahomes. And for the first time in his career, he has a lot of talent around him that supports and suggests that. However, I'm going to jump on the opposite side of this really quick, because there are some things that happened in that divisional round. And if you're the Chiefs, this is what it has to look like against Lamar Jackson. If you can run the tape, when you look at this team and what Lamar does well, obviously he runs with his legs, he extends plays. But when you right here at the top, you got two corners, McDuffie and Snead, that can press and disrupt timing. You have to disrupt the timing. Obviously, you see Likely right there. Harris is a linebacker. You got the safety coming down. He's gonna have Likely, who is circled right here. Lamar has him right there, but he doesn't. Why? Because the pressure of up front, Harris comes on the blitz. Lamar's eyes are there. He doesn't pull the trigger. Now, he goes on in the second half and he starts to pull the trigger, but this is the lane integrity when you're rushing Lamar Jackson that you must have, and this is what it results in. Him holding onto the ball and moving backwards, this is how you want Patrick or Lamar Jackson to operate when he's in the pocket. Holding the football, doubting what he sees, and then you get either sacks or incompletions because he's throwing, moving backwards. This is how you beat Lamar Jackson. This is what they did in the first half, they being the Houston Texans, that was very successful. In the second half, Lamar turned on the tape, and he started hitting Likely, like we saw, and he started hitting Gus out the backfield. Those are the types of things, and we talk about at length the personnel that the Ravens have. Well, the personnel with the Chiefs in this defense, they can do exactly what you just saw on that tape.
Look, I think that Mahomes will likely have more passing yards, almost certainly have more passing yards than Lamar. I think Mahomes is going to have to be throwing it a lot because I think the Ravens are going to score. They've averaged 34 points a game over their last 11. That would obviously be number one in the league. And I think they're going to do a pretty good job against the run game of the Chiefs. So I think Mahomes is going to be throwing the football. So he'll probably have more yards. We know Lamar doesn't throw for a ton of yards anyway. But I think when we sit back, and I'm predicting obviously a Ravens victory, we're going to look at it like Lamar kind of controlled the game. His stats, who knows what his numbers will be. Now, touchdown, there's games where he doesn't have a lot of touchdowns or maybe any, and they still win and he controls the game. The thing is this, last week we saw him run for two touchdowns.
We saw the Chiefs get run on against Buffalo. And as I said earlier, Steve Spagnuolo, great defensive coordinator, but since he's been there in Kansas City since 2019, they've given up more rushing touchdowns to quarterbacks than any team in the league, 26. And obviously, this is a special running quarterback. So I think that eye test and overall will say Lamar played better, but I think yards passing is definitely going to go to Mahomes.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs have the better defense.
That's a take.
And
that is.
So people say that, but so let's just be – there's two ways. The historical measurements of defense are either your yards ranking or your points ranking. The Chiefs were second in yards and second in points. The Ravens were sixth in yards and first in points. So the Chiefs had them beat by 20 yards per game. The Ravens had them beat by 0.8 points per game. Now, where the Ravens were far, far better is turnovers. The Ravens forced 31. The Chiefs forced 17. That, I think, works in Kansas City's favor. Because Kansas City's defense all year has been dominant without forcing turnovers. The Ravens have, I don't want to say relied on it, but it's been a huge component of it. I don't think that's happening this week. Lamar historically has struggled against Steve Spagnuolo's defense. Why? Because he is going to heat him up. And Lamar is better than he's ever been. But this year, the one
play
place.
Against him last time they played.
He ran for a ton of yards, and it was his best game. Yeah. They won 36-35. The one spot this year where Lamar has struggled is when you send six rushers at him. You can't do that consistently if you don't have great corners. The Chiefs have the two best corners in football. Patrick Mahomes, conversely, while we all give Lamar credit because he just had his first good playoff game, Patrick Mahomes has never had a bad playoff game. So I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I also do not think Lamar Jackson is going to outplay Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Those sirens means it's time for the hottest segment in all of sports, a segment so hot, my grandmother's friend called me and said she might have a problem, and I said, sir, mind your business. It's upset alert. Friend.
Well, you know, just got a little twinkle in her eye. Greg, we'll start with you.
My upset alert, you know how I feel about the Detroit Lions. Look, man, this is a team that understands what they're up against. They've been at it all season long. We can talk about the past 5 weeks and them giving up all these pass yards, but they found ways to possibly overcome those things. That's why they're in this game. This is why I give them a chance. Because as bad as their pass defense has been, they have found ways to remain in games and either win or cause the ref to give them a little call. Hey, look, I was on the side with you, but this is the Detroit Lions team. They've been tested. They understand how to play from behind. They've played in games where they've had leads. They've actually lost leads, and then they've had to put their foot on the gas again. So I really like the Detroit Lions in this spot. With Brock Purdy obviously coming off a bad game, you know that Kyle Shanahan isn't going to say, here are the keys to the car, just drive at your own speed. He's going to put him in a comfortable position. Christian McCaffrey's going to play a huge role, and that might favor the Detroit Lions.
Wow. Purdy has a big game.
You meant McCaffrey.
No, McCaffrey, it'll be interesting to see how that run game goes. You know, will they be able to run on Detroit?
And he can, and Detroit has found ways with Nick Mullins doing it, with all these quarterbacks doing it, to still find a way to win games.
Yeah, but I think Purdy will have a big game. Most quarterbacks do against Detroit. It's just as simple as that. And San Francisco's going to win.
It's time for your upset alert.
Upset alert?
Yeah. Don't do it. See this?
For the third straight week,
you haven't got.
There will be no upsets. And this time, I'll be right. I was almost right last week. At 375. Nick, you're better. 75%. I was 75% last week.
Yeah, I am again.
3 out of 4.
You were 75% in an all favorites parlay, which is terrible. You would lose, and you would lose money.
They're number ones, Baltimore and San Fran, both going to the Super Bowl.
It ended up on Patrick Mahomes' Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, did you see that, Greg?
No, it's not good.
Mahomes put Rue on his Instagram doubting him, bulletin board. Literally in the next room.
You know, in an odd way?
Oh, listen to this.
In an odd way, Would I get some credit for that?
Oh, my God.
In an odd way. I mean, I'm with the Ravens. They going to stomp y'all. I'm just saying. In
stop.
An odd way.
Oh, wait, hold on. Can we get, since he's not doing a pick, can we get you on the record for the score of Baltimore-Kansas City? Because you have been flirting with two touchdowns.
31-24.
Okay, that's not two touchdowns. That's not, so the Chiefs allow 31.
I was thinking
30 for the first time all year.
10-ish, okay. But I'll go 30.
Got it.
Time now for the Punxsutawney Phil of football to make his pick. I'm just going to be honest with you. I understand what's going on in Chiefs Kingdom. I've seen Fight Club. I got to sit outside in the rain, not letting me in. Try to push me away. Here's a quick recap if you're just joining us. Take a listen.
Kevin Wilds, you have been excommunicated from Chiefs Kingdom.
Oh, Kevin Wilds.
Wait, what?
You've been excommunicated from Chiefs Kingdom.
What?
Kevin Wilds, you've been excommunicated from the Red Kingdom Tech Nine.
Hey, Kevin Wilds. You're excommunicated from Chiefs Kingdom, effective immediately.
Okay. I get it. I get it, okay? I paid my penance. It's like when you send your kid to your room. Don't come out until I say so. You can't leave them in there for 2 months. Where'd I been? I rooted for the Patriots to beat the Chiefs. That's my big crime? Rooting for my hometown team? I don't waver. 10 toes down. Chiefs win. Again, like I picked last week.
All right.
I'm happy and mad at the same time. Nick, it's time for your picks.
All right, Nick's picks. It's been a rough year. We're not going to lie to you. We had a sub-500 regular season for the first time since this show's existed. We really? Now need to go undefeated the rest of the way in the postseason and finish above it. 500. We can easily do it. Last week, I'll be honest, I think the Bucs pick, I was on the right side of that. +6.5. Just get the two-point conversion. Come on, the Chiefs obviously never a doubt. Here's where we're going. You're giving Patrick Mahomes points.
Thank you.
You might as well spit in his face. Chiefs getting 3.5. They're going to win outright. 9-1-1 is an underdog in his career. An underdog more than 3? 2-0 against the spread. And by the way, how dare you make an underdog more than 3? Lamar, on the other hand, as a home favorite, 16-23 against the spread. Super Bowl winning quarterbacks in the playoffs as underdogs cover 71% of the time. And none of them are Patrick Mahomes, except for, of course, Patrick Mahomes last week, which helped that stat. In a low-scoring defensive battle that the Chiefs have been built for the last 2 years, 19-13 Kansas City. Y'all are making fun of all those field goals against Cincinnati. They were practicing for the AFC title game. Now, Detroit Lions.
You better
I understand
not.
It's Friday at 4:15, and if you're a Lions fan, you might be thinking, when are we talking about you? Right now. Lions. Outright winners.
Wow.
What is Jared Goff's kryptonite? Pass rush. What have the Lions built for? Best left tackle in football, Penei Sewell. Dan Campbell talking about biting kneecaps. Frank Ragnow's got every torn ligament he's going to play anyway. You hold up against that San Francisco pass rush. Jared Goff can deal. What's the Lions' defense built for? Stopping the run. What are they susceptible against? The pass. Well, luckily you're playing a team that only wants to run the ball to then set up the pass. Detroit, 31 points. The Niners,
31.
24. So it's Bruce, actually, Ravens Chiefs score, but
wow.
It's a different game.
31.
Chiefs went outright, 19-13. And the Lions win 31-24. That's Nick's picks, 2-0 weekend.
Okay.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was good.
You're going to be 0-2.
No.
0-2. Brew, I'm
the
definitely
Chiefs
getting
gonna
one.
Win. Brew, on Monday, we've already started planning weird things for you on Monday.
I don't doubt that.
It's time now for a take so wild I gasped when I saw it in the rundown. 49ers favored by more than a touchdown Sunday at 6 on Fox. Nick, you think there's a chance that Purdy is playing for his job on Sunday?
I want to be very, very clear on what I think.
Okay.
And I actually think everyone at the table agrees. I think that we were one drive away from an offseason of do the Niners need an upgrade at quarterback conversation? And that drive could have been either Purdy's final drive not coming through or Jordan Love's final drive coming through. And even if Purdy did what he did, we all agree Purdy had nothing to do with Jordan throwing that interception. Mm-hmm. I think that would have been the discussion, that the Niners have been banging on this door and unable to get through. But we saw that whole game. We saw how it ended. Against a pass defense that, as Brew has pointed out, and I don't know if we can show the numbers or not, but Stafford carved up and Baker carved up at home as a huge favorite. So that's what this pass defense has given up this postseason, this being the Lions. If Purdy has a game that looks like how he looked in round two, when everyone's like, it's not his fault, there's a light drizzle, then the question absolutely will be asked of Kyle Shanahan, who has always loved Kirk Cousins, who wanted to get Kirk Cousins when he first got there, who Kirk Cousins is going to be a free agent. Would Kirk Cousins be willing to take less than top-of-the-market money for his best chance to win a Super Bowl? And everyone would agree that would give them a better chance to win the Super Bowl. The whole idea behind Purdy is he runs Shanahan's offense great, doesn't make mistakes. We saw him make a half dozen mistakes in the first playoff game, and they just weren't caught by Green Bay. So, yeah. If he plays terribly, his job is in question.
The Cousins thing is interesting.
Cousins is good. Like, I like
good.
Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, he's good. Unlike Purdy.
No, I've never said Purdy's not good. Okay, Purdy is really good.
Sorry.
But no, I don't think he's playing for his job. I mean, he's 24 years old. He's great for that system, obviously. I mean, the numbers, you could talk about Garoppolo won with them, but Garoppolo never put up individual numbers like this. And the offense went from like 23 points a game with Garoppolo to 30 with Purdy.
With McCaffrey. I
mean, well, look, and McCaffrey is awesome. I'm just saying he wasn't that much of a difference maker his last year in Carolina.
Right, but he was.
So I'm just saying he's a great
runner. Francisco with Garoppolo. With Garoppolo,
but you could just argue that he. Well, how much did he play with Garoppolo? One
five games. It's five games.
And what the offense average?
Was Garoppolo at a 105 rating? The only team that beat him was the Chiefs.
Purdy averaged had a passer rating of 113 this year. Like, and Purdy again, I really feel like people think he's 29 years old and in his ninth year. In his second year.
He's going to improve.
Yeah. And part of the thing, and look, I did defend Jimmy Garoppolo when he was with the Niners because he won. But part of the reason they wanted to get rid of him, part of it, was the dude could never stay healthy.
Yeah.
And he was healthy 2 years of his 10. Now, I know a lot of that he was off the bench. But what, 6 years as a starter? He's healthy 2 years. So there was that, and he couldn't make all the throws, which Purdy can make. Purdy's a better quarterback than Garoppolo. I think we all agree on that. So, look, if he goes out there and he is horrific, four interceptions and just looks horrible, which I don't know that any of us think that's going to happen, then I guess anything's on the table. But no, he goes out there, even if they lose, I don't think he's playing for his job with the Niners.
Yeah, I think it really matters how he plays and how he looks in this game. Like, if he wins, obviously, we know winning covers up
If it looks just like last week.
If it looks like last week and they lose the game, yes, Kyle Shanahan is going to be looking to upgrade. Why? Because at the end of the day, I understand you're saying he's won and what his record is in the postseason. But in the terms of who's on the time clock, Kyle Shanahan's on the time clock.
Ooh.
Can he wait to see if – is it going to work out next year with Brock Purdy? I don't know if he has that time. He doesn't know if he has that time. So I think he's continuously flirted with other quarterbacks while having Jimmy Garoppolo and now while having even Purdy. And if it doesn't work out, you have to wonder and believe you got to try to – you've tried it so many times with just a guy that can manage your offense. You got to go and try to find a difference maker or a guy that's a step above.
So the question for you is, if the 49ers are a guy who is impeccably dressed – but with an okay pair of shoes. You go to him and be like, you know what? You should get some nice shoes. He'd be like, yeah, but if I get nice shoes, I can't afford this whole outfit. Is that what Brock Purdy is? Like, if you get Kirk Cousins in and he costs, let's say, $30 million, are you going to have to lose some of the wonderfulness of the 49ers?
Yeah, I mean, Purdy's he makes less than $1 million. As Brew has said, you could, in the short term, borrow some money essentially from the future to try to finally get over the hump. Purdy, the... Purdy on a dollar for dollar basis is great.
Number one, I would say.
You certainly can make. I mean, C.J. Stroud probably more, but he doesn't. He makes a lot more than Purdy actually, even on a rookie deal. The question is if they are going to feel like once again not going to be good enough in these spots. Jimmy Garoppolo did not. They did not draft Trey Lance purely because and move on from Jimmy because of injury. It was also because we can't get over the hump.
And they wouldn't throw the ball.
Correct. Exactly right. And so if Purdy was excellent in his first playoff game, he was then bad against Dallas and they won because of their defense. He was bad in the first in the game this weekend against Green Bay for the first three hours of it and then was good at the end. If he's bad again here, that is in 3 out of 4 bad postseason performances. That will make the Niners at least look around this offseason. It just will. The team's too good otherwise.
I look at Kyle Shanahan a little bit.
Yeah.
But this is what we'll do. Yeah. Let's blame the people who are excellent.
The guy's 1-30. Hey, we've got a podcast and a YouTube channel. In our latest video, I tell my family there's also a game on Saturday in order to avoid family engagements. Will they catch on? Subscribe to find out. Medals time. True story. Denver in the Garden. Joker with a no-look pass. Pretty sweet. Yep. Denver did not win. They lost. Knicks won big, but no medal.
Even on the Friday before Conference Championship Weekend, got due our medal stand. Bronze medal, the Chiefs AFC Championship in 2020 over the Buffalo Bills. Silver medal.
It's a bronze.
The Chiefs AFC Championship in 2019 over the Tennessee Titans.
Still photos.
Gold medal.
Gold.
The Chiefs AFC Championship in 2022 over the Cincinnati Bengals. That's your medal stand as we get for we're gonna have to bump one of those off this week of the Chiefs AFC Championship.
Well, you don't know how he's gonna play. Not if it's like 19-13.
Well, it'll still, you know, to go back to back. We'll bump off that Bills win. Everybody beats the Bills in the playoffs. Go on. Not a big deal.
Time now to lift the bin on puns and frankly allow brew to cook. It's Monday morning headlines. Nick, we're going to start with you.
All right. I mean, you guys know what mine's going to be.
Go ahead.
Don't you?
No.
Come on.
Never a doubt.
Bro, got it. Never a doubt. Chiefs dynasty rolls on despite. Gosh. Dusty, what did I ask for that subhead to say? It's supposed to say Chiefs dynasty rolls on despite idiot doubters.
Idiot doubters.
They didn't. They censored me once
Thank
again.
Thank you, Dusty. You can't. Mine, before we get to Brew, is...
I did doubt a little, but not too much. I mean, the offense was kind of weird.
Terrible.
The most drops in 4 years, so what do you want me to do? Say it's not happening?
Chiefs headed back to the Super Bowl.
All right, mine, guys.
Oh, no.
The Ravens go ham! Baltimore eats, starves the Chiefs en route to Lamar's first Super Bowl appearance, baby. It's going to be ham sandwiches for everybody, except for the Chiefs. Baltimore goes ham, baby.
Brew's on a fast.
I know.
So
I wish I could eat. Boy, you don't know how much I would love that.
So badly.
You want this, Miles?
Oh,
one for you, one for Nick.
Thank you.